Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 183. Today, Rob asks, how can one avoid snacking whilst writing? Well, Rob, the easiest way is to drink something while you're writing. I, for example, always have my trusty glass of iced tea. Other people like water or coffee or whatnot. Other things you can do if you're a smoker and don't mind upping your intake, you can smoke. You can chew on toothpicks. What's happening is that your brain actually engages different subsystems when you're chewing. It actually enables some parts of your deep cognition to work. And so you're going to feel the urge to do something with your mouth. That will also happen if you're bored, and it's much better to have that happening because you need deep cognition than because you're bored. But you want to have something around that if you find this urge strikes you, you want to keep something around that you can chew on or something that you can fiddle with your mouth. When it's mealtime, you can also snack while you work, you know, healthy snacks, dried fruits, wet fruits, those are wonderful. Sometimes when I'm on a real kick, I will make some picnic food, which is like hard sausages, crackers, a little bit of cheese, and whole mountains of fruit, and that'll be sort of my meal for the afternoon, and I'll just work my way through it slowly as I work. It's really delightful. Then if you find yourself getting really listless, like you can't figure out anything to do other than eat, get up from your desk and either go eat if it's a mealtime or go out and take a walk. Getting your circulation going will help flush out some of that blood sugar stuff that's going on in you that's making you hungry out of stress. Cortisol will drive a hunger response. It's one of the primary ways that stress contributes both to obesity and to diabetes, is the stress hormone cortisol screws with your pancreas, and that affects your hunger response and also damages your pancreas on its own if you have too much of a steady diet of it going on. So those are some of the things you can do. I'm sure there are others. I knew people in grade school who loved chewing on erasers. They found it deeply satisfying. So you can get a box of number 2 pencils and chew on pencils and chew on erasers. Anything that'll sort of keep that part of you busy and background it so that you can write will be probably a good thing. I hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives license. Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.